debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
I got 66 on my Facebook right now. Anna, you are a little YouTube slut. What are you got over there?
Well, I'm pulling it up.
Are you even here, Papa?
65 right now.
Oh, Facebook's beating YouTube right now.
Wait, it's going to kick in.
86 on Facebook where the beautiful people are. Like Country Girl 92, Wizzy. Down Big Gulp, I think, are over here. A couple others.
Holden, now it's 98.
Holden standing at 88, down by 10.
Yeah.
The Facebook live feed.
Now.
95 for us. The beautiful people are getting more beautiful and more plentiful over here on Facebook. Lummy. Blitz, since I ain't got Lummy, and since you're a YouTuber, I'm going to have to do the Facebook bits.
Yes, you are.
Stars.
Stars. That means I have to host the show and look for stars. Wags is over here. Chris is over here. Jeff Adams, as in Shannon Burke's Jeff Adams?
Yeah.
He's over here. Hey, Jeff, you might get in trouble. You should be watching the Justin Clark Show right now. Because they're on Facebook. But you're watching me. Wait till JVC finds that out.
Jeff's going to come over here and hang out one day.
I like that guy.
Yeah.
I like his girlfriend better. See how hot she is?
Well, maybe he'll send her over.
Yeah, bring her over immediately. So, hello, Anna. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well.
Hey, Blitz, can we put... I know I'm just thinking about it now, but could we put something... Do we have a picture of Lummy or anything?
I saw a picture of Ashley.
Or, you know what, maybe... Anna, I think you can handle this, even though you're a paper tiger, and I ask you to do no tasks. Could you take the championship belt and maybe put it over the chair...
Yeah.
Of Lummy, and then kind of push the chair up. Don't scratch the belt, though, please.
Yeah, actually,
She's going to scratch the belt.
My Lummy Investigate shirt was over there somewhere. Remember, I used it the days he was there. I don't know what happened to it.
You think somebody ripped it off?
No, I mean, it might still be over there somewhere.
Spice Boy hasn't worked here in years. We don't have rip-off deals.
Oh.
So, Anna, are you doing that for me?
She is.
Okay, thank you.
Remember, we're like on a minute delay on these ones.
Oh, not more. So, anyway, Wednesday...
Sean Beck... $10 super chat.
Thank you. Oh, Robin Carden, 100 stars. What, Anna? What? What do you want? I got your mic on. What do you want, honey?
Oh, never mind. I was just wondering if
tell
you
her to put it on a table.
The seat or the middle seat.
Tell her to put it on a table.
Put it on a table. What table am I talking about here, Blitz?
The table right in front of Lummy. She's trying to put the belt on the chair and it's not working. If she puts it on a table, we can still see it.
Yeah,
okay, that shirt is there. Okay, good. Perfect.
Just put it on the table, Anna, with the placard facing in, and then Blitz will be able to mix minus the camera.
Yeah, she did. She's got
it. Be careful. It's a very beautiful piece. It's very expensive.
How's that?
Something you only had on your stupid shoulder a few times. Blitz, why did I know that she just would not be able to complete this task? Why did I say that before
she
even started?
Is that good?
Not really.
Yeah, it's fine. Tell her it's fine.
Just go sit down. Thanks.
Kind of looks ghetto.
Looks stupid. She did it stupid.
Yeah. Oh, it's good. You can see it.
The shirt's all crinkled up.
She's just a half-assed
The belt's
bitch.
Like laid down
What are you
flat.
Talking about?
It's good. Are you back in your position?
Oh, she's back on.
No, do not move. Just go back.
Hold on.
Just go back.
No, Bubba, you're looking at it like a minute delayed. It hasn't moved for like a minute now.
All right, so I just want her to stay in her position.
That's good.
Okay. Now, Blitz, I'm going to go over there and make it right.
Okay.
So, Anna, don't touch nothing.
Okay.
Blitz, I don't even need you to come in here. Just stay over there.
Okay.
Well, I was scared. I also didn't want to break it.
Let's see how he grabs Anna when he walks by her, because he will.
Oh.
Kinda.
He didn't touch me.
This somebody who has some pride in their work.
Yeah.
Takes a little pride in it. Takes a little pride, a little initiative. Make it look nice.
Oh, now you can read Lummy on it. Nice, okay. Nice. I like that. Yeah, that's not going to work.
Yeah, if it falls, you would have kicked my ass. Okay. Okay. Okay.
I mean, the belts are probably face the camera. That's not so bad. At least the shirt looks a lot better, though.
Yeah. Nick Cartier, $199. Thank you. Good luck, Lummy and Ashley.
Greg from Canada, 1,000 stars.
Oh, that's good. I see what you did there.
Yeah, he straightened up the shirt.
Yeah.
Looks way better.
Yeah, it looks better. Good job, Bubba.
No, that's taking pride in your work.
Sorry.
That's what it is, Blizz. It's called taking pride in your work. Look at that.
I hear you're missing stars, Bubba.
Oh, I can get you some stars.
12:35 from Greg Last.
Perfect.
Over at Facebook. I monitor Facebook. Usually my little... Now, see, Blitz, look how nice that... Now, and again, you a little close-up like that?
Mm-hmm.
So much... Did you see how horrible hers looked?
Yeah,
She's...
The belt looked okay. The shirt did not look good. It looks good now.
A lot of times, Anna, like, if it's not about you, you don't take a lot of pride in your work.
That is right.
Like,
what?
You know, if it's not about you directly, then you really don't care about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like what? Please don't give me examples.
Besides
the Lummy shirt.
What you just did.
Well, I didn't want you to get mad at me. I don't know. I was more focused on the belt than the shirt. I'm sorry.
That's okay. No big deal.
Don't be mad.
I'm not mad. I could never really get mad at you.
Well, yes, you can. I have the text to prove it.
Now, hold on. I've not, that just that one exchange is about the only time it's really been bad, has it?
Well, there was the...
Let's just get it all out.
Yeah.
This is long-form radio. Let's get it out. I got 215 motherfuckers on my Facebook. On me Facebook!
Almost 400 on YouTube. Yep.
That's on you. So let's go through it.
Yeah. When you were on the grader and you didn't realize what you were saying to me and I cried for 4 hours after the Seth blow-up, that...
When I was on, I knew exactly what I was saying to you. I don't think I've ever
didn't remember it.
Oh,
That was about a year ago.
He forgot that he didn't remember.
Hold on. So, do you have that text?
I think all my texts delete after a year, so it's probably gone.
You didn't screenshot it so you could refer back to it during sad times.
No. Mm-mm. And then, obviously, the situation with I don't know. We don't have to go into
Yeah,
stuff.
We're probably better off not.
Yeah, let's just to focus on the future, Bubba.
430 people on YouTube.
Ooh, YouTube.
Do you really think I'm that stupid? Like, oh, okay, Zwinksville. Like, come on, man.
Plus, we need to call Lummy. You know, we need an update.
Yeah, Lummy's having
hours.
A fucking baby.
All right.
So I forget the last. Did I have a thing with
ow.
You?
Ow.
Ow. Ow. Pudding pop.
You got it.
Just give me a couple key words. What was the last issue I had with her?
With her? I mean, you had like a, couple months ago, you had an issue with everyone and told us that you were going to replace all of us.
Oh, shut up. That was just tended to you.
No, it was for everyone.
Well, you know what? It is. It goes out to everybody. I can replace every one of you.
Yeah, I know.
And Lummy's not even here today, and it's like my business is dying.
You should call him and tell him that.
Yeah.
And push if we're going to fire you.
Do you know how freaked out Lummy would be? He'd be like,
all right, tell him we did so good today and, you know, might not need him.
Shut up. You know, he'll like have Hootie. Somebody will call him and give him the heads up. You know what I'm saying?
We got to hurry. I think you missed a stars thing.
Oh, 10,000?
Yeah, 10,000.
10,000 from Dave. By the way, David, I think you are qualified.
Yeah.
You got to get a hold of Blitz. Got to get a hold of Blitz and give us your ring size.
Show at the Bubba Army.
Show at the Bubba Army.
Email me your ring size and the name you want on it.
Yeah, David Buck.
But not you, Lummy. We might not need one for you.
Lummy, things have gone so good. Lummy, are you there in the hospital?
Yeah, the nurse is in the room.
Okay, what is that
giving
supposed
you,
to mean?
Pussy pills?
I forgot what you...
I know.
Did you hear Ashley? Is that Papa? Is that Papa?
Huh?
Mommy. Mommy.
Yeah. Mommy, what's going on? What are you doing, buddy?
Are they getting ready? Is there your kid getting ready to come out of her sniz?
No, there's about to be hands in the sniz.
Hands in the sniz.
Maybe if we listen carefully, we can hear it.
Are they getting... Hold on. Lummy, did they put... How many pussy pills has...
Watch out for the fister blister.
How many they have given her so far?
Three pussy pills?
And she's supposed to be like... What? She's supposed to be dilated, but she's not. She's got a very resilient pussy, doesn't she?
She's very resilient.
Lummy, I dare you...
Resilient
to,
what?
Lummy, I dare you to ask the nurse, ma'am, would this be considered a resilient pussy? Lummy, you don't got a hair on your ass if you don't say ma'am. Would my wife be considered to have a resilient pussy? Three pills and nothing's moved. Lummy, do you know what to say? Say it right now, say it.
Is this looking? Does she have a very resilient
pussy?
Vagina area? The area?
Can this be diagnosed as a resilient pussy? Say it. Say it.
Like, because since it's already had three pills and it's not dilated, like, is it very resilient to the resistant? Oh, so
don't you say, does her cervix have a mind of its own? Say it, Lummy. Lummy, say, does her cervix have a mind of its own, ma'am? Say it.
Oh.
Lummy, say it.
Does her cervix have a mind of its own? Kind of thing? Kind of, yeah.
Kind of thing. What's it going to take through to bust through?
Break on through the other side.
Hey, let me recite a door sign. What's it going to take on through to the other side? Break on through to the other side. Say it.
Break.
Let me start singing.
Oh, I heard woohoo.
Uh-oh.
So is it going to break on through to the other side now?
Like a door song? Say it.
Like in the door song?
How many centimeters?
Does she have a thick? Does my wife have a thick cervix? Say it. Does my wife
playing the drums?
Is it breaking through to the other side?
No,
coming through.
Let me.
Or is her cervix thick?
With two C's.
Does my wife got a thick cervix with two C's? Say it, Lummy.
A thick with two C's cervix.
Say, does my wife have a fat cervix with a pH? Say it, Lummy. Say it.
Does my wife have a fat cervix with a pH? No,
does my wife have a fat cervix with a pH fat? Say it.
Does my wife have a fat cervix with a pH? How many centimeters? Three.
Yay.
So it's breaking on through to the other side.
To the other side.
Break on through to the other
side. Break on through to the other side.
Lummy, Can you imagine the nurses thinking? They're like, what in the fuck is going on?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, ask the nurse, ma'am, what time you think we're going to be having this baby? Say it. What you got for 1,000 bits?
What?
Say it, Lovey!
What you got?
For how many bits for those?
Oh my god.
Let me ask her if it would help if you donkey punched your wife.
Oh my god.
So 33 centimeters, does that mean that it's coming through and we don't have to do like. I don't have to donkey punch.
A donkey punch makes it clench up.
He started breaking up when he started asking.
So we're going to have the doctor evaluate what.
Say, what drugs can you give so my wife's pussy opens up like a flower? Say,
oh my god.
So we don't need any more drugs to have it open up like a.
Like a like a sunflower. Say it.
Like a sunflower.
Facing the sun.
Facing the sun.
This nurse is like, this guy's gonna be a dad. What the fuck?
Bam. When's my son gonna be here? I miss him already. Now. Ask the nurse if you're available to lactate before the baby gets here. Are you ask her if you're allowed to breastfeed before because you're a little hungry before the baby gets here for a snack. Ask her.
When is the breastfeeding?
Can I start early?
I start early.
Can I tap the valve?
Can I tap onto the valve?
Oh my god. Sean, die $10.
I think she's a total idiot.
So you understand what's going on. Yeah, okay. I thought it was maybe a family member.
Oh, is she telling you? Oh, you know what? I think Ashley just gave him the Iggy as to why fucking Lummy's acting.
Yeah.
I think she said he's live on the radio.
Hey, Lummy, are there any family there?
Lummy, is there anybody there?
No, it's just me and her.
Lummy, who's the person beating the African drum in the background?
That's the heartbeat.
Oh.
That's the baby. Oh. That's Walker.
Man, he wants out. Listen, tell a nurse. He really wants out. Listen to how fast that heartbeat is. Tell him.
Yeah, that's the heartbeat, correct? Yeah.
He wants out.
He really wants out of there.
I think he has anxiety.
I think we all have anxiety.
Lummy, are you going to puke?
Lummy, ask him if there's a puke bucket nearby and tell him that...
You might puke blood.
They already gave me one.
Oh, no.
Lummy, tell them, are you going to cut the umbilical cord? Tell him you don't want to.
No, I'm not cutting the umbilical cord.
Tell a nurse. Hey,
I'm not cutting it.
Yeah. I'll get sick and throw all over my wife up.
I'll probably pass out, hit my head, bleed out.
Yeah, you're already a paper
tiger.
Yeah,
you don't have much blood left.
I mean, yeah. You can't even.
He was in the bed a week ago.
Man, listen to that fucking heartbeat. That's about 210. I mean, I think Wilbur's hitting push to pass blitz to get in. He's trying to get out. Can you imagine how, like, you've been up in that pussy for 9 months, man. But today's the day you're getting out.
Finally.
I got to think you've been real, aren't you real cramped? You can't move around much?
Yeah. He's stayed his welcome.
He's overstayed his welcome?
Yep.
He's got to get the F out.
At like 151.
His heartbeat's 151?
Yep.
How big is he? How big is he?
I don't. He was 7 pounds.
Hey, ask the nurse when we when's the circumcision? Ask him.
When do we do the circumcision? How big is it, Ashley?
Don't try to get. Right, don't like try it. To throw that one question in with the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get their attention.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll tell them. Say what. So when is he getting circumcised? Say it.
What?
When is he getting circumcised?
We've talked about the circumcision. When's he going to get circumcised? Right after. Next day, after he pops out.
Let me ask if you can have the remnants.
Oh so my God!
So you can make pork rinds out of it. I dare you. Can I have the excess skin?
Are we supposed to keep the excess skin?
Oh my God!
No. No. Oh, I thought we keep certain things.
Make a necklace out of it.
Make a necklace.
Okay. I didn't know. People said they like make necklaces and charms. Yeah. No?
What about the placenta? I brought my let me say
or the placenta?
I brought my Tupperware. Say it. Let me say you brought your Tupperware.
Okay, yeah, because we didn't know if we needed to bring the Tupperware so we could bring it home.
No.
No?
Think about a little placenta crock pot. Say it.
My placenta crock pot. We'll cook it up here together.
I'll be back.
Are you leaving me? She left. Hi, Ashley.
I have all the answers, too. Don't worry. Your questions aren't that hard.
Now, does Ashley want to talk to us?
Ashley, do you want to talk to Bubba?
She will.
She will. If you
well, that didn't... That's not a I want to talk when your girl goes, no, I will. I mean...
Do you want to?
Raise your hand, Lummy, and say, bitch, you better.
You better.
Better
he didn't
what?
Say bitch.
Better talk to her. Then.
Cool, try me, bitch.
She backed me down.
I don't even know what to say.
Ashley's the coolest.
Anyway, what are they saying?
Do you want to go to her?
Hey, ask her if you can bust real fast right there.
Oh, I think she'd take it. Do you want to sex right now real quick if I could?
If I could. He can't.
Never mind. Hold on.
Did you say no?
Is he getting ready to do it?
Did you deny me?
Is he getting ready to... Are we,
your opportunity.
Blitz, are we witnessing this on the air?
Yeah.
Is Lummy taking it?
A domestic.
Hello, friends.
Hello,
hi, Ashley.
Hello,
hi,
Ashley. It's Bubba.
Hello.
When's it coming? Like,
hold on. I need to go. I'm giving you back to him.
Okay.
Well, that was quick.
Hello. All right, so I missed the 10 o'clock mark, but yeah, we knew
where it was. Hello?
Who's that?
Yeah,
the doctor.
Oh, the actual doctor.
Oh, yeah, Ashley got real serious real fucking fast.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to try to break the water.
Right now?
Yeah.
No, it's the same as the cervical.
It feels
just like
like a kid. But what happened when you threw the ball through the window? What'd you say?
Uh-oh.
Lummy just went, uh-oh. Lummy is
in the splash zone.
Lummy, is shit about to get real?
I think it's about to get real.
Yeah, because they're
going to
get very wet,
and
sometimes a lot of water comes out.
Oh, no.
Hold on. It's about to get real.
Lummy, say, is shit about to go down? Say it, Lummy.
Is it about to? Oh,
shit's
going on?
Lummy, shit's getting real fast, isn't it?
They just pulled out a spear.
Real fast.
Lummy, did they just pull out a big fucking, big needle?
There's a big tarp.
Oh, no. It's like a Gallagher concert.
It's a big tarp.
I'm going to pop that sack.
Lummy, did you just, they just get out
she's
of
getting a jet ski like she's never jet skied before.
Lummy, did they just get this?
Yeah, we're live reporting why you popped the water.
No. Oh, my gosh. No,
so it's about to get real, huh?
It's been real. Now it's about to get messy.
Oh, it's about to get messy.
Did you hear what she said? It's about to get what?
It's about to get messy. She said it's been real. It's about to get messy.
I want some girl to say it to me one day, Blitz.
Yeah,
what I'm saying?
Exactly.
All right, hold on. Lummy, shit's going down, buddy. Shit's going real. Like, it's all been fun and games up until now, man. Here comes fucking Wilbur,
pop
buddy.
Pop that sack. She's going to have a kid pull out.
Yeah, Lummy, we might be hearing little Wilbur take his first motherfucking breath from Cricket Wireless.
I think so. Oh, she's lubing up her hand.
Oh, shit.
She's calling. What's going on?
Lemmy's fucking starting to.
He is.
Oh, there's a phone call.
Hey, I'll call you back.
Send up the all unit. Up. Blitz, send up the fucking units.
She's all lubed up.
So Lemmy is
okay to go.
Oh,
she's spread.
Shh, shh.
Oh.
Oh, shh.
Uh-oh. What? What, Lemmy, what? What? Lemmy.
Do you just... Did you just pop it?
Oh, totally did.
You just popped it? Oh.
So, Lemmy, did you see all the water?
Yeah, it's coming.
Is it in a pan?
No. No. Oh, lights are on.
Well,
oh, it's like a river.
Oh, no.
It's over.
It's like the Colorado River coming out.
Let me easy. We're witnessing childbirth.
It's like the Hoover Dam.
Alive by whatever means. This is childbirth.
Well.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Oh.
Weird, right? That's, yeah, that's very weird.
Did she just lose about 15 pounds?
I think so.
I don't think Lummy's cut out for this, Blitz.
I think Lummy's starting to freak out.
Oh, fuck.
Lummy,
yeah, she does want one. Tell him. She wants an epidural.
Yes, yes. Lummy, scream out yes, yes on the epidural. Lummy, yes, scream out yes on the epi. Say it.
And can I have one, too?
An epidural? Did she say yes?
She did.
Okay.
Well, at some point, not
like... Yes.
When does that epidural go down?
I don't think you can do it past 6 centimeters.
No, you can do up to 8.
Oh, okay.
Is she getting ready?
Well, they were asking how far along you could get till you can get an epidural, and I think the one nurse said up until 8.
All the way.
All the
way. Oh.
Has she had her epidural put in yet, Lummy?
Get it now.
Not yet.
Is the epidural next? Ask.
Pay for it.
When, how long until you think she'll need the epidural?
Probably about an hour.
Oh, an hour?
Oh, an hour. Yeah, we'll be off the air.
Oh, so it's really going to start quick?
Gets intense.
Oh.
Oh, no. That's not good to say to Lummy.
It gets intense.
That we can't find out, but you can debrief.
I think my...
You think you're what?
I think what?
Some comedic relief.
Lummy. Can you say, can I have an epidural, too?
I'll take an epidural. I'll lay over here and be comforting for her over here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, all right, I'll come back.
That's some Jamaica music that Wilbert's listening to. Listen,
it's a phone. It's
someone's cell phone.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, she left. She hightailed it out of here.
Lummy, it sounds like the heart rate slowed down a little bit. Like he's, is it, or is it still an African safari?
What?
123.
What?
123.
It's what 123.
Blitz, it was up to 151, wasn't it? Earlier? 157?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look, Wilbur's like, yeah, oh yeah, I got all that pressure, all that water's off me. Now I just gotta get on through with Mama here.
It's like a river, he's gonna come kayaking out of it.
You think he's gonna have his galoshes on?
Yeah, he's got his rain boots on. It's still coming.
Still?
Yeah.
More than you thought it'd be, Lummy?
Anytime Lummy starts freaking out, Blitz, he gets that high pitch.
I know. That means he's really freaking out.
Yeah, when Lummy's really freaking out, it goes. All right, Lummy. Well, I think we're an hour. Do we need to stay on the phone with you here or what?
They're just cleaning up the water now.
Right.
The pond.
Does it stink?
Ew.
Not yet.
Right, it will.
Right. Well, listen.
Going to start.
You want to call us back? Or you want to keep us on the phone? What do you want to do, buddy?
If they call you back, when it starts going?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
If we're not on the air, like record or something, you know, content.
I mean, if we're not on the air, you might want to hit. You
know, nothing's off limits.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I know. We'll record.
I mean, creatively shoot it so that your wife's vagina, like, shoot it from, like, her perspective and the baby, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they'll have her all draped. They'll have her all draped up. So, mm-hmm. like, as long as he's not got his head underneath the photo, you know, the photo booth, he'll be okay. Right?
Yeah.
You could, Lummi, if you were smart, you could shoot that sideways from her perspective and not get any vaginal meat in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I should have got my, I put a little stand on it.
Your little fucking tripod?
Yeah.
You don't have it, though, do you?
It's in the car. I can go grab it.
I don't know if they're going to let you.
I mean, Blitz, if you leave now, you can get in your car and drive home, Lummi.
Lummi, listen, go down and get your stand and then call us back, okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
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 He's having a kid.
Give me a fucking dab by the end of the day.
That's so crazy that we were there for the water breaking. That's a big part of labor right there.
How would you know?
Don't be drinking on my cellies.
I can read.
Don't be drinking on my cellies.
I don't have to go through labor to know what happens.
I would never wish that upon anybody.
Labor?
I saw it one time. It's the worst.
Did she shit?
I don't know. It's Tyler's mom we're talking about.
A lot of them do.
It's like 50%.
Yeah,
you
it's pretty
you
common.
Shit.
Yeah, it's pretty common.
Can we say poop?
No, we're uncensored. We're saying shit.
Took a deuce.
Yeah. Duked. Just duked all over the place.
I don't remember.
Make poopy.
I was so fucking...
Tilled up?
Out of it.
Oh.
Man, you're rolling pretty stiff over there today, fucking...
Me?
Look a train engineer with that. What kind of outfit you got on?
Yeah, she's drinking on my fucking cellies too.
Huh? What's going on? What? Why are we hating on me?
It's just because you're just a mousy-looking bitch.
Oh.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
What kind of outfit do you got on today? Like, is that
just, you know, something different.
But I didn't really...
Just a little sweatshirt.
Good bearing on it.
A sweatshirt with a t-shirt.
Yeah, and then some shorts, like the shorts I like.
But stop your burping. I hate it.
I don't want to get COVID.
I know, but...
I'll stop.
Stop burping on the phone or on the microphone. What were we talking about earlier? I completely forgot. This baby thing has completely fucking verklempt me.
Man.
I don't remember. I think we were talking about Lummi.
Yeah, what do we think that, like, Lummi...
Oh, we forgot to fuck with Lummi and tell him...
Oh, yeah. Well, that's right. He's going to call back.
He's going to call back. Yeah. Hey, Lummi, we did Morbids today without you.
Oh, don't tell him that.
And
completed 8 hype trains.
Completed 2 hype trains by Anna. And, you know, it looks like we're going to be able to retire her soon. Without you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that.
With the belt sitting there and his shirt on the chair.
Dan's coming in tomorrow, and then mm-hmm. we're going to start having a Dan, Brian, Kevin rotation for the fill-in.
Why didn't we ask Babyface today? It seemed like that was a point of contention in chat.
So I just wanted to have a day, just like, you know.
Without anyone
Austin
intense.
Wolf, $20 cash.
All right, man.
Because Dan is intense, and Babyface is intense. And
Jason Spence, 100 stars. Thank you. Yeah, but Dan
Lynn
is...
Bailey, $10 Canadian.
Dan isn't as... as Brian.
No.
Sean Beck, $10 cash.
And, like, who's to say I have to have somebody... Like, I don't... I can do a show...
Yeah.
I can do a show with 2 co-hosts. I can do a show with 1 co-host. And oddly enough, I could do a show by myself, too.
I know you could.
Mm-hmm. So, like... I did many years by myself. So, like, you know, and at that point, chat even becomes more of my life. And they start liking me even more. Like, they may even like, you know, then it's just me and them.
Ooh.
What? That's true. I wouldn't wish that upon anybody.
Yeah, I don't know how well that would turn out. I think you're right. If it was just you talking to them, like, you'd be okay. But somebody would say something and it'd flip you out, and then you'd hate them all.
No, that's the old Bubba place.
Oh, yeah, that's from last week.
Are we supposed to do this Manscaped deal?
Yeah, yeah. You want to read it?
Are you going to... Who's going to edit it?
I will.
You or Jesus?
Yeah, I can do that.
Manscaped offers the best in precision-engineered tools for men's below-the-waist grooming. They just launched their 4th-generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0. Or is it 4.0? I always fuck that up.
So, like we always 4.0, say, 4.0 is technically the correct way to say
4.0,
it.
4.0, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus. They just launched their 4th-generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. Manscaped engineered the ultimate groin and body trimmer by focusing on intelligent functionality. Did I fuck that up now?
No, you got it. Functionality.
Yeah, it was.
You done did it.
Oh.
It was close.
Great job.
Yeah, good job.
We'll just pick it up from the end then.
Yeah.
And an incredible comfort. And an incredible in comfort grooming experience. So that's past tense, isn't it?
And an incredibly comfortable grooming experience.
That's kind of redundant, isn't it?
And in incredible.
And in.
And.
And.
Yeah.
Incredibly. But that doesn't, that's a little awkward, isn't it?
A little.
I mean, it's technically correct, but it's a little awkward.
And an incredibly.
Thanks. You want to read it?
I don't have it in front of me.
Did you shave your push if you had one?
Of course. I always save my puss every, like, other day, every third day.
You do?
Fuck yeah. Yeah, I don't like hair down there.
So you just give it a whap, like you're bald,
bald
and then
eagle.
Every couple days you just ever. Lather it up and just, you know, pew, pew, with yep. a little fucking bit.
Mm-hmm.
Bald as fuck.
Bald as fuck. I don't do
and
any
nice.
Designs.
Probably nice as fuck, too. God, why'd I say that? So sorry.
I told you. Mine's textbook. I got textbook puss.
Your Honor, I swear to God, I mean, I sexually harassed her only after she told me she had a textbook puss. What do you expect me to do, buddy?
Literally, it is
Mr.
textbook.
Clem, we find in your favor. When a woman tells you she got a textbook's puss and you take it, there you go. Unfortunately, you got killed by your coworker. Oh, hold on. I'm supposed to be reading this. My bad.
Oh, sorry.
The fuck am I at? So am I. And an incredible... What the fuck?
And an incredibly comfortable...
And an incredibly comfortable grooming experience. The Lawnmower 4.0 features... The Lawnmower 4.0 features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. It is a multifunction on-off switch with a travel lock. Use the 4000K LED spotlight when you need to get a more precise shave or maybe some of those dark areas. Customize your trim through additional guard lengths, sizes 1 through 4. Blitz, is it me, or is this the same fucking copy I read a week ago?
It is very close, but it's not the same.
Jesus. Enhance your confidence with Manscaped's new Lawnmower 4.0. Get 20% off your order and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com with code Bubba at checkout. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. There you go. Even Anna uses those beautifully ceramic blades to go right through her silky puss. Pussy.
Yeah.
You know, I for the most part, all of my dating career have, you know, everybody's been like you, bald for the most part.
As it should be.
But a little, like just switching it up a little bit and having them built like, you know, just a little something. That's kind of cool every once in a while, isn't it?
I haven't encountered any of that. I just don't like the way hair feels down there. So I just get rid of it.
How long have you been doing that? Do you think there's women that like that are on the opposite ends of the spectrum as you and they'll be like, you know what, I like having a big fucking bush on me.
I had that conversation last weekend. One of the girls I was with said, I wish I could grow like a bush, but she has patchy hair.
Oh, but she wants a big
old. Oh, like a big 70s bush. That'd be so cool. And I was just like,
her ass, probably her boyfriend. Be like, man, won't you grow one of those 70s?
Nothing Hello. Worse than pubic hair in your teeth.
Ow!
Yeah.
Hello there.
Yeah. I don't know why.
What's up, man?
I don't know why I'm taking calls, but I am. I might exit out after this. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, not too bad. How are you? This is Scott from Delaware. I've talked to you a few times.
Hey, Scotty from Delaware.
Hey, brother, FTE. Hey, listen, I just had a quick question for you. If I were to lay down 2 G's and would that put me in for the ring and the party?
Yeah, only if you're able to get it to me by today, by like 5 o'clock today, because
okay.
I mean, our list gets...
Or when were you thinking?
Well, see, my credentials are I'm a drop the tray guy. I'm on Bubba Radio since that day.
Cool.
I'm on OnlyFans. I get all of it.
Right. Cool.
And so that's my credential anyway, but I was thinking about doing it and, yeah, because I feel like I'm part of the mix kind of.
But if not, you can start. But if not, you can start for next year. I mean, but you know, it might be just too late. You know, to get us that. And like the only fans, that doesn't count towards your total. Right, Blitz? Like, yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, it would be like, what, $120 max? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I guess we could apply that if we want. I mean, you know, but.
I don't want to.
Yeah, let's not do that. Yeah. Please.
No. What? Well, I got all that stock I got, too.
Yeah. Listen, buddy.
Well, then sell it. And
you sell that Radio IO stock, yeah. And you bring all the money to us, and then add about another $1,999.
That's right.
And you know what? You got yourself a fucking ring, kid.
You know what, though? So that's what we'll do. That's not split hairs. We'll do it for next year, man. Yeah. I want to be there, and, cool. You know,
The ring is unbelievable. Put you in a whole different league of a listener as the next guy. And it really is, at the end of the day, the party's cool, the status is cool, mm-hmm. But more importantly, honest to God, it really keeps the show going. Like, it's a major part of why we're able to do, because of the few hundred or so people that do this, what keeps us going, really, for real.
That's awesome. Well, I like how you've, I've told you this before, how you just fight and it just... You know, you're keeping it going. I dig that, man, because I was in my world, I was the same way, and I'm on top of shit now. And,
people don't realize that I was at my lowest point of my radio career probably just 3 years ago, living in a trailer behind a building, getting ready to lose the building, getting ready to lose my house, and my business. Blitz has seen the tax return. My business lost $118,000. Bubba Radio Network lost.
And we don't need to give the other numbers, though.
No, I'm just saying. My company lost $118,000.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so that's how bad I was. The fact that, you know, and we've been able to turn it around. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now we're doing Facebook, which is, you know, making money for us. And, you know, the YouTube.
Yeah.
Everybody didn't realize is that, you know, it's just... You can contribute in a bunch of different ways, just going and watching our YouTube videos or just, you know, watching us on Facebook or, you know, being on OnlyFans or buying a T-shirt or just, you know, listening to us on TuneIn, just somehow listen or going and getting our podcast. It doesn't really cost anything, but it all adds up and helps, you know, our overall viewer numbers and stuff, which we sell. And so it's I never gave up.
Too, Bubba.
I never
Nobody
gave
knew.
Up.
I mean. Yeah, you hid that shit, and you just got, you just went on and on. You didn't quit, man. And that's what's wrong with this fucking country. It just, yeah, everybody.
Settle down now.
He's right.
But you're right. Everybody wants to fucking quit. Yeah. Everybody wants free money. And I'm like, fuck it. Yeah. I'm not going to. My son hates me. At this time of my life, my son hates me. I'm crying myself to sleep at night. I don't ever really, like, I'm fucked. I'm so fucked, but I came in here every day and put a smile on my face and tried my best to fucking fake it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it means anything, you're an inspiration, brother. I mean that.
Aww.
Thank you, my friend. And you know what? Man. I look forward to seeing you at a party in a couple years, if not sooner. Okay, buddy?
Absolutely. You guys have a good one.
You too, buddy.
Thanks,
Thank you.
Bye.
So many great people like him.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Yes, I have a question actually for Blitz.
What's up?
About the podcast. Why is the sports show not on the podcast list?
Well, hold on now. If I may answer that. I think Blitz, the sports show is very sports as it's happening specific, and it quickly gets outdated as soon as that fucking weekend. I mean, that's my opinion.
That's a lot of it.
Yeah, I get it. But I mean, I would definitely download it, listen to it the next day. It's just the time that it's on. I can't catch it live.
Yeah,
I mean
it's on
BAR usually, and it's also on the replays on Twitch.
Okay. All right, I guess I could do that then. I was just curious. That was it.
And eventually it will be on the podcast, probably.
All right. Thank you.
Bye, cool. Buddy. See you later.
Bye, dude.
Hello.
Bubba.
Yes.
Hey, on your podcast, how do I get the latest updates on it? Because of... The latest update that you put out this week.
What?
The latest updates, like the Anna and your sister show and Katie's show.
It's Carrie.
All I'm getting is the first one on there.
What do you mean?
The one with her husband in there? The dermatologist?
Well, there, now, hold on. There's eight, I think seven or eight total Anna and Tara episodes. Carrie has just been added a few episodes ago, but I think there's eight total, seven or eight Anna and Tara's. So you're saying right. you're only getting the latest one?
Did you get the Anna and Tara podcast, or is it the Anna Girl Talk? Which one?
The Girl Talk. I'm only seeing one of those.
There is
on
only
there.
One.
Didn't you just put one? Well, I thought you put another one up this week.
That is the one that came out this week.
I'm trying to get to Mask Media MILF to record a podcast for me to get up on Tuesday. But Anna and Carrie and Tara have only did one Girl Talk episode, and that's the only one that's going to go because we're going to rename it after that.
Something cooler.
They only did one, and that one had her husband in there with them?
Yep.
Well, no. So episode seven, she was in there as well. And then this latest one, Anna's Girl Talk, she was also in that one with her husband. So if you have that one, you have the latest one.
Sounds like he's jacking off to Carrie to me. Yeah. It sounds like.
Who is it?
Which isn't, you know, hey, listen, buddy, who's blaming? Maybe I said it, you know, maybe I was off the top of my mind because I do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Pyong, pyong.
Pyong, pyong.
She'll Botox me.
I got Anna's Girl Talk on it.
All right, buddy, see
okay,
you.
Okay, that's the latest one then. You're good.
All right.
Thank you for being a daily downloader. Listen, man, the fucking podcast is exploding.
Good.
Absolutely exploding. Blitz has a lot to do with the consistency on that. Blitz, it doesn't go unnoticed. Thank you.
Awesome. Yep.
But we are working hard.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? It's Jordan, guys.
Who?
It's Jordan.
Hi, Jordan. Do I know you?
No, but I've been listening to your show since the 98 Rock days.
Perfect.
You've always been on top of things, so.
Well, no, hold on, Jordan.
Are you in space? It sounds like you're talking from NASA or something.
I'm using one of them cheap Magic Jack deals, yeah.
Oh, okay. You're Magic Jacking it. Boy, Blitz, that's on both ends of the spectrum. We thought the motherfucker was in space. Instead, he's on a Magic Jack.
Are you actually in Illinois, or where are you at?
I'm in Chicago, yeah. Using a Magic Jack. It's cheaper than a home phone.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
No shit. It doesn't really sound that bad either, Breaker 19.
No, it's not too bad. Hey, listen, I was just wondering, a little off topic, how come you dropped your lawsuit against Cowhead?
I really can't talk. I mean, it's settled. So that's all I can really say. Okay. I didn't drop it. It's settled.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah.
And then when you bringing Tuttle back, you know, we've been waiting for...
You know, I'd like to bring Tuttle back on some one-offs. I just can't have him anything to do with JVC Broadcasting because they hate him and he's made an ass out of himself. But I could do some one-offs with Tuttle. I'm not opposed to that.
Yeah, I was listening to some of the stuff he did actually a couple days ago. He was talking about it.
If you start being a little bit nicer to Shannon and the guys and stop getting so much fucking heat.
And that's what he said. He said he knows that's the deal.
So I like Tuttle. Listen, I've given Tuttle many a chance.
Yep.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, I got a call, Tuttle. I haven't talked to him in a while.
Yeah. Well, lines are blowed up. Hello? Hello?
860.
Call Mike. Blitz, it might just be an ongoing rib that the Mike's Auto Center really doesn't like us.
Right.
Blitz, I've never tried to track down a fan more in my entire life. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. After they gave you something to have signed, and you took it home, and
you
took it here.
Sir, you gave our good friend, Pete. We have a common friend in Pete. Who you gave this Tyler Klemm jersey to Pete. Pete made contact with me, had it dropped off. Tyler signed it. We're ready to give it back. We need to get the cream machine going. Trying to get some free auto service here. And you never answer your phone.
Yeah, we need some free shit.
Yeah, we're there.
To hear.
Thanks for calling Mike's Auto Center. We are currently with a customer at this time.
Yeah, right.
Please leave your name and number, and we will get back to you at our earliest convenience.
I wouldn't leave another message.
Thank you, and have a great day.
Hello.
Bubba.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I'm not sure what you're talking about on the phone because I can't listen live, but I did a Google search yesterday for those e-trikes for your mom. There is a recumbent one that's like $2,500.
Really?
It's called the ERT-36.
Somebody,
ER, let's see if you can send me that. ERT36.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
that's the model number. It looks just like the kind of similar to the one that she had, but it's an electronic trike sold by like Formal.
That's mobility. What the fuck. That's what she wants more than anything. Fucking spoiled brat.
Yeah. Fucking lay down, Willie.
I'm sorry to that causes more heat for you, but I know I love Jamie Cakes and I want her to
I know.
Be happy,
I'm gonna try to call her next. Okay, buddy.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Have a great day, man.
Right,
thanks
thank
for the
you.
Show.
All right.
I mean, that's a recumbent bike, but that's not really what she wants.
No, but do they make them? God, leave it. Let me call her the fuck up.
Yeah,
absolutely, being impossible. Oh, she was listening to the show yesterday, Blitz the Uncensored Show, up to the track, and she's like, "I'm having lunch with Fleet, and we're listening to you guys talk about dick sucking and snake bikes, and we're laughing our asses off."
Yeah, that was pretty funny. If she answers, we need to ask her ring size, too.
Oh, yeah, I got so many.
Is she awake?
Better be.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 5.
Get it, Bubba,
seven,
Bubba, Bubba, Bubba. Get it.
I got it. I'm getting texts.
I know, but
you.
I want your
message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Get your ass out of bed. Mom, it's Bubba calling.
We love you.
We love you.
Hi,
I'm trying to work on getting you a fucking recumbent bike that's got a motor on it because you're fucking throwing a fit.
We're going to get with air conditioning, too.
Love you.
Jesus. Mom, you got to get the fuck up earlier than this.
Right. Facebook is a calling.
God.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message. Press 2 to erase and message review.
Get your ass out of bed. Mom, it's Bubba calling.
We love you.
We love you.
Hi, Danny Cage.
I'm trying to work on getting you a fucking recumbent bike that's got a motor on it because you're fucking throwing a fit.
We're going to get with air conditioning, too.
Love you.
Jesus. Mom, you got to get the fuck up earlier than this.
Right. Facebook is a calling.
God.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1.
She's got 80 messages on Facebook she needs to answer.
Send your message with normal delivery. Press 1.
She's got to watch Fox News.
Send your message with urgent delivery. Thank you. Your message has...
Oh, speaking of Fox News, did you see where Tucker...
Yeah.
He's suing... Not suing. But he's talking shit about his book company.
Publisher.
He's got like a contract with Simon & Schuster where he has to do so many books.
Yeah.
It was like a 10-book deal or a 5-book deal. And I think he's on his last couple books that he owes them. They all make a zillion bucks. But they also have the ability to, they have editing control. So he can write a book and they can edit it. That's part of, you know, that's just part of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they edited out some shit, or they didn't. They turned down one of his buddies' book deal. I think one of his buddies had a book deal, and they shot it down.
No, one of his regular guests, Josh Hawley.
Yeah, and they
wrote it in like the introduction. He was taking shits on the fucking publisher in the introduction of the book.
Yeah, so the introduction of the books, which is they really can't edit. It's truly the art. They let the artist put whatever the fuck they want in the introduction.
Author.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, they let the author. Well, he's also probably considered the artist, too.
Of course,
too.
An artist.
What the fuck? All these check-ins, and I got some radio I.O. stock, and I'd like to fucking transfer that for a ring. The fuck? I'm busy right now. Hello?
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Forgot my login password to BAR. Can you?
Yeah, it's Adidas 4209, motherfucker.
Is this Hootie Hoo with hands?
Of course it is.
Were you happy to see that you qualified for a ring?
Did I, man? I appreciate that. I thought I
can't wait.
And that should just show you how cool Blitz is, because Blitz is kind of the keeper of the deal.
I already have him on the list.
Yeah, like Blitz comes up with his list, and I come up with my list, and then we merge the two lists. Well, on Blitz's list was you, Hootie.
Of course.
On his fucking list, buddy.
That's why I still hope I'm part of Blitz. I mean,
yeah, remember,
Blitz,
this motherfucker is part of the Blitz clique.
Yeah. He was stepping on your shoes, poking you in the chest. Blitz, that is kind of fucking ballsy when you're fucking with the guy with his shirt on, right?
I know.
I know. That's why I'll, you know, always be indebted to the man. You know, to Bliss. I'm sorry about it. I'm still sorry. So.
All right, listen. What's your rings? Do we got his ring size?
Yeah.
All right. I got that. That's what I'm going to be. I feel like I'm going to be spending all my day today, Blitz, tracking down fucking ring sizes.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting over the COVID, man. I caught the fucking Rona.
You did?
You didn't get... Now, this is the is this the second time on the Rona? Or the...
Too bad he didn't get you.
Well, I never got tested before. Like, I had a little bit of a little thing last year. But, yeah, this year almost took me down like it did you.
Oh, that's too bad.
It was, I think it might have been the Delta variant or whatever the fuck they call it. I don't know. I had to call the parents and get some extra good pills.
Finally, all right. All right, Hootie Handful. We got to go. I'm busy.
Hey, what do you think's wrong with the cream machine?
We think it's a fuel pump with a fucking power steering and a master cylinder chaser.
Oh, you know, I got a guy that can fix it. You know, just, I can get it towed. I got a Steps account if you want.
No, we deal with Crockett's. Crockett's will take it to wherever we need it.
Or Crockett's, if Crockett's wants to tow it or whatever. But
who's your guy?
He's my uncle. He's the one I was telling you that builds race motors and stuff. And he doesn't really work for the public, but he, you know, they do all kind of shit. You know, diesel tractors and RVs and
yeah. But who's gonna pay for it? Shit. Who's gonna pay for it? We don't got no fucking money.
Well, I don't. I mean, he'll do it for, you know. I mean, cost. I mean, it won't be much. It doesn't sound like
you gonna take care of that for us.
I could probably help you out with it.
All right, so, we'll talk about it.
You want, I mean, if you want to text me, we'll get it running, man. It can't be that big a fucking deal.
All right, buddy, I gotta go.
All right, buddy. Yeah.
This show's like listening to my life. Like it's truly how it'd be going. Mm-hmm. Like, listen, I'm fucking busy.
Calls you have to make.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna be sending out
4,000
fucking. Blitz, what's like the? I think the average guy is like an 11.
Yeah, what? Like 10 to 12.
Yeah,
yeah.
So like, if
what do you think, Anna?
I'm thinking 10 to 12. Yeah. Smaller guys are 10.
You think 10 to 12 is the average, Anna, for guys?
Yeah, yeah.
No, for ring size. Not cocks.
She had no idea what you're talking about.
Not cocks.
Oh, sorry.
Cocks would be like three to six.
Yeah, 3 to 4.
Yeah, cocks would be like 3 to 6.
Well, I thought you were talking about diameter of the cock.
Guys aren't into that. We don't know what our fucking diameter
the
are.
The thickness.
It's either thick or it's skinny.
What do you
have?
We
don't say, hey, I'm a 4.9 thick and a 5.4
But even if you have
length.
A small dick, don't you get more points if it's like a thick dick?
Yeah, you do. Thick dicks are good, I guess.
Thick
but
dick.
I mean, we don't know
like
what
a Coke can.
But we don't
something.
Know what our number on the thickness is. Like a guy
yeah.
doesn't
yeah,
measure.
Yeah, you do. If it's that thick, you do.
You do?
Yeah. If you got a real thick dick, you're going to measure it.
I think I got a thick dick, but I couldn't tell you what my thick... like. I
what's
don't...
my ring size, Blitz? Do you know? Like.
Yeah, your ring size, I believe, is a 6. But let me look.
Hello?
Oh, yeah, 6.
I'm a 6.
Hello?
Hey.
6 man's or a 6 woman's?
I don't want to be a 6 in real life.
Did your ring fit good last year?
Yeah,
mine
it was
did.
Like a little loose, but
it
was
I
good.
Lost it.
No, I'm talking about all
yeah,
right.
Yeah, it was good.
Do you want the same size then?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Same shit.
Hello, I'm busy.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm
busy. Yeah, you, what's up?
Yeah, what's up, buddy? After you, I'm canceling the phone calls. I don't have fucking time to take these phone calls.
How come Lummy never called us back?
Yes, fucking Lummy, having a baby.
Sir, what
shit.
Do you want?
Hey, what happened to the T-Quest Sunday schools? Where can I find them on the Twitch account?
Well, you're not going to find them on the Twitch account. And secondly, I'm doing so many shows, and it was also interfering with Bubba 199. So I no heat with T-Quest. It's just that during football season, I could do it.
Plus,
on,
he had events that he had to do too.
Yeah, I could do it on. I could do it when football wasn't around, but when college football starts, Saturdays and Sundays are fucking. You know. Most of the Bubba Army's watching football.
I understand, but I'm looking for them on the replays. Did they get taken down, Blitz?
After 40 days, yeah, they go away.
Oh, okay. All yeah. right. That's what I wanted. Just right. keep it up. Long-time listener, sincerely.
Cool. Thanks, man.
On
thank
the
you.
West Coast.
Bye, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
See you later. Bye. I think I started out trying to be a little dick up your ass, like being like, hey, you take them down, Blitz? And he's like, Anna, are you trying to do your Napoleon gimmick or fill your titties? What do you got going on here?
I don't know. I was just scratching, and I was just holding on to
Blitz,
my bra
strap.
Look,
Blitz, I mean... She's really throwing out a lot of shit, ain't she?
Yeah. So let me
just
text it. Let me just text and said you can call if you want, but there's no update. I still think we should call.
Yeah.
Or should we? Nah. Let's not leave him alone. This is the last time we're gonna talk to him. Hello? Is not apparent.
Hello. Motherfuckers, Blitz.
Seriously.
So anyway, Tucker called his Simon & Schuster dishonest.
Cartoonish.
Not super smart. Absolutely awful.
That's shitty.
Blitz, I had a book deal and they fucking shot it down last minute.
Hello?
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Were you pooping?
Yeah.
Were you really?
Huh?
Were you really?
Yeah.
Are you really?
Did you wipe this time?
How did I know?
Did you wipe this time?
I don't know, but it's odd.
Were you really pooping? Really?
Yeah.
I heard the door and it sounds like a bathroom. I just guessed.
There's a toilet.
Yeah.
Toilet.
Now, have you and Ashley had any heart, has there been any opportunity for you and her just to talk as husband and wife and there's not been anybody in there, or has there been people in there constantly?
There's people in here constantly.
How dare they?
Yeah. Has she dilated any more than three?
No, they're not checking her every 5 minutes.
They said that usually the best case scenario is, or not best case, but normal is like 1 centimeter an hour or every 2 hours, but it could go a lot faster now.
And have they told her when they might do the epi?
The EpiPen?
It's up to her, but she'll probably get it in an hour. Because her pain level is about a 4 or 5 now, and she said she's going to do it when it gets to a 6.
Now, Lummi, do you know that today, I mean, I'm not saying nothing. Did you listen to any of the show?
I've tried to listen to some of it. It was hard to...
Candace Kelly, my little Candace Kelly, 100 stars. Thank you, Candy. I'll see you on Saturday. She's going to help, you know.
100 stars now?
Well, now, Lummi.
Oh, call him out, Lummi. Call him out.
Lummi.
We only call
Do it, Lummi. Don't be a bitch.
Come on, Lum Lum.
You're calling out 100 stars.
You're right.
So, don't we have a limit around here?
Threshold 1,000.
I was just trying to say, Lummi.
Telling you how to do your job, Bubba.
I don't know if you're listening to the show or not, but it went really good. It was fun as fuck. And
yeah, everyone texted me and said that, you know, Anna is
stepped it up. Well, no, yeah. But she stepped it up today.
No
she
one
really
fucking
did.
Texted you that.
Anna stepped it up today. Blitz stepped it up today. I stepped it up today.
Yeah, Jesus said he stepped it up big time today.
Jesus, I don't know what the fuck Jesus is doing. I haven't really heard much from him. Jesus, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Did you get that new gear in?
I'm doing that today.
Okay.
Got the bucket ready.
Have you ever seen Jesus really mad?
Oh, yeah.
You have? He seems so even keel.
He's tough to get mad, but, I mean, Tyler, would you admit to everybody that I've seen you full fucking hot before?
Yeah, I mean, it takes a lot to get me there.
Yeah.
That's great.
It takes a lot to get him there. But I can escalate him quickly.
Yeah, put more cameras up.
Oh, God.
Shut up.
What?
Everybody be quiet.
Put
all the cameras I want up. It's
How's
my fucking
Ashley
building.
How's Ashley doing?
Who's Ashley?
And you know what? Hey, Anna, you know who the cameras really bug the most? Blitz. But see, Blitz uses other people.
Oh, no, no. Hold on. This is a shoot. I got a HR complaint today about the cameras, and it wasn't from me.
Who was it from then?
Who do you think?
Really? Well, then I'll have a discussion with him privately.
Yeah.
Jesus, did you really complain about the cameras?
Privately.
No, I just said there's a lot in here.
Yeah.
It's like, this is fucking China in this bitch.
Yeah. Hey, listen.
He said, I can't get away from this place.
The studio and engineering and formerly the backup studio, the old Anna studio, I guess to call it. I mean, the old studio.
Yeah.
Those are the areas that are not camered. The main studio, which gives you more than enough time to come in here and bullshit around, engineering, which is Blitz's world, and then the studio, the backup studio, are all not camered up.
But we like hanging out in the green room now.
Well, then, go hang out in engineering.
No.
I got this building camered to fuck up.
How about this? Like, between shows, if we go out there to eat, can I disable?
No. I'm not going to get you into the disabling game. Absolutely not.
Whoops.
You've already done that anyway.
I know. Sorry.
So what have you disabled? What have you disabled?
The green room camera.
Why?
When I was up there.
It's
back going again.
Please don't touch any of the cameras. Please don't fucking touch any of the cameras. I'm putting the cameras where I want them. They're not in the bathrooms. They're not anywhere. I'm just trying to protect the building. That's it. And the inside of the building as well.
Sorry.
So if you got a camera issue, well, then it's your fucking deal. And if I find out you just... Blitz, I know that you can probably try to hack into the system and try to fuck with shit. I'm just asking you not to.
Okay. No, I was asking if I could do that, so.
And I'm saying no.
Okay.
I have not put the cameras in their final places. I'm open for discussion on leaving, but I'm certainly going to have the front door fucking camered up.
Sure.
I'm going to have the side door camera up.
Oh, there's no question. Those should be.
Back door camered up. And I can potentially, not have some other areas covered up. But I got these fucking bling cameras that are so fucking cool and easy to put up that I've been camering the shit out of everything.
Yeah, I got them at my house, too.
Lummy, there's no updates?
No updates. I'm just going to say.
Are you okay with the cameras around here? I heard you were.
I'm perfect. Nope. Yep. Everything's good, Bubba. Whatever you need. Whatever you want. More camera it up.
Can't ask him anything.
It's your world, Bubba.
I'm just living.
All right. Well, listen. We were going to try to rib you and say things have been going great, but
we
miss the fuck out of you. You're a major part of this whole deal.
Yeah, and you're going to be a fucking dad.
And you're going to be.
Stop saying it like that.
Yeah,
Blitz, you're so angry.
Blitz is jealous.
He's mad at the cameras because he can't go out the fucking green room where him and his little girlfriend sit and fucking bullshit because potentially the camera's on.
Right.
And realistically, I'm not trying to get everybody's conversation in the green room. I'm trying to camera the front door. That's, I get even Blitz if he would be honest, the camera's facing the front door. It's for front door activity. Everything that goes in and out of that front door, I want to see and know.
Yeah.
It just happens
there should
to be
one on the front door for sure.
It just happens to be in our new green room. Sorry.
Which is cool as fuck.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, we like hanging out there because it's cool. We like the new green room.
It's a vibe.
Well, we should make it maybe another new fucking green room for you that's not camered up that you two can go grab ass around.
Okay.
Or you can just go back to Blitz's engineering. Oh, yeah, I guess you can't go grab ass there because fucking Jesus is there and he'll tell on you.
Exactly. We need some privacy.
We need to have like a Blitz and Anna want to fucking grab ass and fucking act like they're fucking, but they're really not fucking room.
Right.
The kitchen.
Yeah, the kitchen's not camered up. Yeah, their kitchen's not camered up. Have all your discussions there.
Okay.
Great suggestion, Lummy. I love you.
I love you too, Bubba.
So, listen, the baby, Lummy, we're going to have to rely on you to videotape, you're going to, Lummy, I can't think of the next opportunity that us as a show is going to have where we have anybody, I ain't having no fucking babies.
I'm not having no.
Oh, this scares the shit. The
don't
next one. Yeah, fucking Jesus.
Oh, fuck.
Jesus. That'll be any day now.
Jesus.
Stop it, Blitz.
Jesus, I hope you know that's my biggest fear. Do you know that?
I know.
Yeah, let's talk about it again.
That's my biggest fear.
Do you know what's his biggest fear, Tyler?
I know.
What is it? What is it, Tyler?
Another little kid around here.
Being a grandpappy.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, just saying.
Grandpappy Clem.
He's having a heart attack just listening to this.
Grandpappy Clem.
But, Tyler, have I not made it very, 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 very well known?
I'm not so sure you've actually said anything yet.
No, Tyler, I think I've made it very clear on my stance. I mean, I think she knows, you know, her family knows, and my family knows. Everybody knows my stance on it.
I know.
I just want to make sure you know that. So perfectly clear.
Yep.
If she really got pregnant, would you freak the fuck out telling me?
Oh, my God. I don't think he would tell you.
What, Tyler, you got to.
No, he would not.
I don't think he would.
No, I agree with what you're saying, Bubba. I'm just saying, like, he's going to, eventually he will, but he's going to hide it to the last second.
Tyler, would you hide it or would you tell me right away?
I don't know. I wouldn't know you plan on even having that, being in that position.
That's the fucking best. God damn, I love you, buddy.
You'd hear this all day long.
That's the right answer.
Oh.
Not at my fucking place.
Yep.
Hey, can you get that, Grandpappy? We're busy.
Daddy, I got the bucket of gifts here. Can you take care of the baby?
Is that Bubba crying or
yeah,
baby?
Yeah, it's Bubba.
Hold on, that's me crying. That's me crying.
That's when Tyler
breaks
the news.
Bubba, what are you crying? My son's getting ready to have a kid. Well, most people are happy about it. Not me. I'm going to start piping that into Tyler's bedroom.
Lummy's going to be hearing that soon, too.
Lummy. Oh, my
God.
Yeah,
like 12 hours.
Lummy, shit. Like 2 hours. You're going to be hearing this, Lummy.
Shut that kid up.
What did he say?
Shut that kid up.
Oh. Let me.
No.
Are you ready for that, Lummy?
It's on the teat now.
What?
It's on you? The teat.
Oh, the baby be quiet.
Yeah, that's what the baby got
Lummy,
quiet.
You just can't smash a it's kid on, onto the tit and make it. It's sometimes it didn't want the tit. It sometimes just wants to throw a fucking.
That's fat. What Ashley's been doing to Lummy for the past 6 months.
Yeah. Every time Lummy cries.
Here, shut up. Get on the
all
tit.
Right. All right, Jesus, love you.
Jesus.
Hey, Jesus. I.
Hold on. We're talking to Lummy, by the way.
I know. I'm talking to my son now.
Oh, okay.
Jesus, you over there? Yeah. I was driving around the track yesterday, and I was thinking, I don't know if I tell Jesus how much I love him and how good of a job he does enough. So I just want to let you know that I love you, and I think you're doing a good job.
Thank you. We just got to figure out how I can
kid.
Well, no.
Oh.
Shut up, Blitz. How I can make it up there Saturday night.
Yeah, I know.
If Dan had a helicopter.
No, what I'm saying is, like, my track will be ready, but I think Al, I don't know if Al has a tiller or what. And I don't know how much water he has got.
What's going to happen when Tyler's at the fucking track down here and they cancel last minute and doesn't have enough time to get up to fucking Ocala?
I'll tell you what the fuck's going to happen.
That's going to suck.
You know exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, you're going to flip the fuck out.
I'm going to flip the absolute fuck out.
Show me how.
Because they...
No, you don't want to see it.
Because they scheduled on top of us. We've had our race scheduled for I don't know how long.
Yeah, 6 years.
And they, because of some bullshit rain out, did a last-minute trick job fucking recancel Willie here, and it fucking complete fucked all of us up. So, anyway, Jesus, I love you, buddy.
Love you, too.
That didn't sound very convincing.
Nope.
No, even Lummy said
even
no.
Lummy, oh, shit. Lummy and say, I'm almost getting ready to be a dad, and I knew that one.
Yeah, I'm about to get ready to be a dad. I knew that was
convincing. Tyler.
Can I make urine?
Oh, my Christ. God. Say it, Lummy.
Let's just end the fucking show.
No. I just...
No, I'm ready to go anyway. Yep. I got a doctor's appointment. Lummy, just make... I love you, Lummy. I love Ashley. I love your new kid. And just try to get as much content, you know, with keeping Ashley's privates out of it if you can.
Will do.
Pussy right. Cam.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Sorry.
Good luck, Lum.
That's a real love you. Not here. Jesus, love you, buddy. I appreciate everything you do.
I heard you.
Love you.
I love you, Dad.
I love it.
I don't even know if Tyler knows how cool a fucking daddy's really got. Some people may not call it
Do you
cool.
know how cool of a son you have?
Yeah, my son's cool as fuck.
He always has been.
He's had some laps of action.
Well, okay, maybe. Who doesn't, but...
Overall, body of work.
Yeah. He is a fucking great kid.
Yes.
He's a
got to have that kid.
He's a great kid. I think that... Me being a little hard on him might have a little bit to do with him be turning out to be a good
yeah,
kid.
Yeah, give yourself some credit.
No, absolutely. Like, my kid absolutely is a great kid.
He is.
I do think that some of my strict parenting is one of the reasons why I have a good kid. Good kids just don't fucking produce themselves. Nope. You got to make them.
And I've said this before, but he does a great job back here. Like, to be honest, like, I was almost surprised how good of a job he's doing back here.
He's a fucking Clem, man. He's a fucking white trash.
And you know,
Clem.
I'm hard on people. Like, if he's not doing a good job, I'm gonna tell him, "Hey, you're fucking up.
You're a dick."
I know, but he's doing a great job.
I know,
like, better than I thought he would do.
He's a fucking Clem. He doesn't give up.
Yep.
Fucking white trash. Love you, kid. Hello, motherfucker. Love you.
You gotta say it like you mean it. At least pretend better.
But you don't tell Ace like that, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You need to tell me that you love me with the same type of pizzazz of what you tell Ace.
Love you.
See how it changed? Other time it was like, meh, that was real soft and sensual. You meant it.
I
got feelings too.
She's okay, never mind.
What, Blitz?
No, I was gonna do some impressions and stuff, but I forgot she's 17.
Not for long.
Anna, you gotta go piss.
I have to make urine badly. The bag is full.
Noon videos everywhere. Facebook, YouTube.
Podcasts.
I just got a hold of the Mask Media MILF. I think we're laying tracks down on Sunday.
Awesome.
BubbaArmyMerch.com, 25% off Bubba promo code. I'll see you tomorrow.